Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, Thursday, the 30th day of September 2010. Dr. Doug Rocky will be joining us coming up the third hour. The former head of the Army and the Pentagon's depleted uranium weapons program. To tell you just how deadly this stuff is and how they're covering up the incredible health effects and cancers and deaths that it's causing in the military that uses it, not to mention the 14-time increase in cancers in Fallujah with the people that live in and around areas bombarded by it. Speaking of radiation, big success yesterday, and this is why we do this, and yesterday was a big success. We had listeners search the term Feds Radiating Americans, and folks, give me a document cam shot for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Look at these headlines. Feds radiating Americans, mobile X-ray vans hit U.S. streets. Christian Science Monitor. And it literally lifts entire paragraphs of Paul Joseph Watson's report talking about the warrantless checkpoint in Atlanta, the fact that they're driving by radiating your houses, and the different reports about how dangerous these X-rays are and how this is a new precedent. So no credit to us, but I don't care. The point is that this is getting wide attention by more than 20 newspapers and major publications. Here's Christian Science Monitor. Here's Yahoo News, Feds Radiating Americans. Big report, same thing. Feds radiating Americans with scanners at road checkpoints. Is it true? AOL News. And they said, yes, Alex Jones is correct. It is true. Without warrants, and it's dangerous to those running the machines and those being hit by it. Just literally more than 20 major publications picking up on the search term, conservatively hundreds and hundreds of thousands of additional people seeing these stories now. And I know how the media cycle works. This is going to now spur a cascade in the next few weeks of big articles, and will cause a national debate now. You're going to be seeing it on Glenn Beck and everywhere else, and that's good. About the mobile X-ray scanners, the airport scanners going in mobile vans, where when you go to a rock concert, they have these big giant 18-wheeler tractor trailers that they force thousands of people through to get into sporting events. This is now going to cause a major debate about this instead of it just being implemented, and then it's in a few local newspapers, you know, when they set up checkpoints and make you drive through them. This is going to cause a big national debate about England already putting up scanners on light poles that just blast through your clothes as you walk by them. They're now calling for that here. So just amazing job, listeners. Feds radiating Americans, mobile X-ray vans hit U.S. streets. Christian Science Monitor, AOL News, Yahoo News. The lists just go on and on and on. So very, very exciting. Good job to everyone out there that made that happen. And coming up later, when I have time to get back into this with some new developments, here's Popular Science, 1927, the August issue. And it says U.S. Air Marshals. Yes, all about the police taking to the airwaves to stop alcohol, which they, of course, were getting paid off by the mafia. That's why the government made alcohol illegal, was to boost the prices. That was also their plan with heroin, and they did that as well, still illegal, and they make much larger profits, and there's more of it on the streets because of it. But it says X-rays ferret out rum. So what is old is new. We're going to be discussing that. But they had to stop because, well, the federal marshals and local police using the X-ray machines, they didn't live too long. But hey, so what if some cops die? So what if some military die? So what if some Homeland Security die? They're going to at least have fun radiating citizens so they get to give what they get. The government thinks we're so stupid they're rolling this out everywhere. So enjoy your 10 times the chest x-ray every time they blast you.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at DeadlyRecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, DeadlyRecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Hail all liberty lovers! Skull! Which I guess in Viking means greetings to everyone out there who loves liberty and freedom and who doesn't want to be a slave. Thank you for joining us. It is Thursday, the 30th day of September 2010. And as long as I'm on this Norse line, I would just add that cattle die and kinsmen die, but I know there's one thing that never dies, and that is the fame of a dead man's deeds. We'll never forget George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and others who fought tyranny. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the Great War deciding the future of the human species is taking place on this planet right now. I hope you don't sit there on the sidelines. I hope you join the fight to defend liberty and freedom against the scientific dictatorship. There is another off-the-charts article at prisonplanet.com. The government has gone from lying and saying they weren't wiretapping anybody without warrants in this country to admitting they are scooping up everything you do. Emails, faxes, phone calls, all being run through giant NSA and literally hundreds of other private contracting agencies breaking the law en masse. None of it has anything to do with fighting al-CIA to al-Qaeda groups around the world. It's all about you and your family. As Cass Sunstein at the White House and others have said, as the Mayak Report and Homeland Security reports clearly demonstrate. And you know about the Israeli companies and other private groups spying on Americans, being paid by federal and state Homeland Security, compiling the names of state representatives, mainline Second Amendment groups, land rights groups, anti-war groups, anybody politically active. This is the secret police network now set up. And they've got the snatch-and-grab teams grabbing people in front of news cameras and putting bags over their heads in Canada, the U.S., and England at G20 events to scare you. Police have been caught all over the world. Denver Post, Toronto Star reporting on police caught attacking their own officers as a pretext to then attack peaceful crowds of demonstrators. This is a government run for and by bloodthirsty, psychopathic, greedy control freaks. And when we finally realize that, we'll have some chance of beating these people. They have armies, though, of useful idiots in corporate America and in government who are compartmentalized and believe the false download cover stories they're given for why they're doing what they're doing. And I've since gotten some more intel confirming what a former TSA officer told us about yesterday, that in the last 2 months they've been giving them all verbal questionnaires. As they read down the questionnaire, saying, are you for the naked body scanners? Will you put people through them? Will you force everyone through them? The TSA told the Chicago Tribune 4 months ago they do plan to make it mandatory for all. El Paso Times reports going back 3 months ago, they're already trying to force everyone in El Paso. And they know if they can force you to go into a radiation bath, they know if they can let you know they're saving the images of your naked body, you will submit to anything. Next is going to be DNA taking checkpoints on highways everywhere, already being federally rolled out in the name of DUI. Next, they will implement the executive order from back in 1994 by Bill Clinton for urine and blood testing. It's already on the books to take your urine, your blood, or other tissue samples to get a driver's license. It is here. It is here, ladies and gentlemen. It's not coming. It's here. Authorities plan to trawl phone calls for emails for signs of resentment towards the government. PrisonPlanet.com. What did the Buffalo News? In fact, guys, I couldn't find it in my stack yesterday for Monday. Will you reprint me that Buffalo News report about, I forget the exact headline, about how the police are meeting with the feds to get pre-crime databases and to watch individuals for signs they might be unhappy with the government, because that dovetails with Watson's article. But here it is. Face crime. Orwellian technology seeks to identify disgruntled Americans as terrorists. And the quote is resentment towards government. The federal government is announcing that they're going to have loudspeakers everywhere, just like in the airport. America will be like the airport. We're now at a orange alert. There'll be guys with German shepherds walking around. When I was in the Atlanta airport earlier this month with Jesse Ventura, it was literally police dogs, people bugging their eyes out at you, constant announcements of orange alert, high threat of terrorist, watch everywhere, look out. I mean, like out of a science fiction movie. I'm living in 2010. It's a nightmare Orwellian state we're being immersed into. And the cameras are watching you, and if you look a little upset when you hear the announcements that will now be blaring on street corners everywhere, it's already happening in England, or if you get stopped by the secret police, they already have this in England, now rolling out here, and they come up and ask you if you're a terrorist or ask you what you think about the government, they're going to have a handheld camera watching your expressions. Oh, your expression, folks, you cannot make the magnitude of this up. This is a psychological warfare dictatorship run by a bunch of degenerates who get off on dominating you. We are going into total bondage. We're being dog trained right now. Do you resent the government for enforcing Obamacare or raising your taxes? Write about it in an email or talk about it on the phone. You could be placed under surveillance as a potential terrorist if frightening new technology being shot to law enforcement agencies is implemented. It's already implemented. And see, now they want to announce this so you get scared and just shut up and go into your box. No, ladies and gentlemen, we're all on list, especially those of you that work for the system. You better come out and say, I'm good. You're bad. You are terrorist criminals. Forget pre-crime and get ready for face crime. Big Brother is set to unleash a new wave of shockingly invasive and Orwellian technology in the American people in a recent symposium in Hamburg, New York, is anything to go by. In fact, Watson's actually linked to the Buffalo story. Federal agencies, police departments, and others were all in attendance to see and demonstrate a system that trolls phone conversations. Imagine, the cops are there. This is in the Buffalo News. There it is. Technology identifies troubled individuals. And the cops are being told in these meetings going on all over the country that we're the federal government and we're listening to all the phone calls. I mean, that's felonies right out in the open. The government people admitting that they're doing this should be instantly clapped in irons and arrested because the crime has been committed in front of you. The grand jury should indict immediately. But no. Most of those cops are in their own power trips and got all their gear and feel real good. And Jack Bauer's your hero and America's good. And New York's a big testing ground. You know, 2,000 plus arrests by the army of citizens, giant mobile X-ray trucks. They drive people's families in the cars under them. The cops are sitting there being bathed in radiation. I mean, they're so stupid. And they'll give them questionnaires. You know, do you like spying on people without warrants? And most cops are like, yeah, I love it. It's freedom. They're like, you're going all the way to the top, pal. You got an IQ of room temperature, you're going to be a general. You're 45 years old and you've got cancer and you're like, I've been running an X-ray system for 10 years. You'll never even think of that. Or when you go into the doctor, you'll say, Doc, I heard these X-rays were bad, but I thought it was a conspiracy theory. Is anything to do with that? And the government doctor will be like, no, Sergeant Billy Bob, it's not. Now, you're going to be 6 feet under soon. How's that for you? And the cop will be like, I salute you. I love it. I salute the narcotics trafficking government. By the way, that's in federal depositions about Blackwater. Piles of cocaine, illegal weapon shipments, people running around naked, orgies, coming outside naked, just firing into Iraqi homes on totally drunk on cocaine. Those are the guys that go to the top. Why? Because they're compromised. You heard Joel Skousen talk about people he knows in the CIA. This is on record. It's your first field assignment. You're in a London hotel or you're in a German Berlin hotel. A beautiful woman comes to your door. If you take her in there and have sex with her, you move up. Next month, hey, agent, let's do some cocaine together. You do it, you're moving up. A year later, I need you to go out to this airfield and run security for us. You see women and children being loaded on, going to a Saudi rape camp. If you don't balk at that, you're going all the way to the top. Next, you're trafficking snuff films. That's how America works. They've sifted pure evil. Will you run naked body scanners? Will you take blood at checkpoints? No, I won't. Good. Get out of here. You got a desk job or you're fired. Oh, you'll take blood from people without warrants at a checkpoint in Austin? You're going to the top. You beat up a guy in a wheelchair because he didn't get out of his car fast enough? You're going to the top. It's just narcotics trafficking, child sex slave running everywhere, DynCorp, biggest contractor in the U.S., for CPS, publicly in mainstream newspapers running child kidnapping rings, worldwide congressional hearings, nothing's going to stop them. And the globalists are like, these cattle will take anything. Start radiating their houses with hardcore at least 10 times the chest X-ray. And the cops are like, I don't need any shielding. While you're frying too and you just love it. You love drug dealing. You love hurting children. You love radiating yourselves. You love death. You love evil. and you're all going to go straight to hell, hell on earth because of it. Don't say you aren't warned. It's all coming up. And the government's getting ready to stage more terror attacks as we told you they would. They're out there hyping them right now. Stay with us.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy 3 get 1 free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
You know, Sunday, I said I was going to go over all this new Blackwater news, and even more has come out, so I'm going to be covering that later in the hour. We've got the feds saying that they're desperately trying to protect us from an imminent terror attack. Meanwhile, we have all these government experts saying we've got to stage something publicly because they think you're so stupid you won't notice. I'll be going over that, but it's very, very simple. They do departmental tests in government and corporations, big ones, to find out who's moral and who is immoral. And they're using all this tracking software to actually find out who's criminal, who's psychopathic, who's sadistic, to go out and recruit an army of darkness. And they've done it. And they're now swelling the ranks of literally the army of Mordor against free humanity. Meanwhile, they take the good guys that say, oh, you passed the test in the army. You won't do corrupt things. You're going to be in maintenance now. There were $2 trillion missing on September 10, 2001. That was announced, Associated Press. It was over $4 trillion by 2006, 5.5 years later. Now it's unknown. That's how much they've stolen. Money just disappearing. What is national security? The National Security Act of 1947. Who set up the CIA? Skull and Bones, a opium mafia. I mean, that's in the encyclopedia. Skull and Bones was founded for the importation of opium. It was a cartel. It was legal then. That's where the Roosevelts made their money. And they've been operating with total secrecy, with unlimited money, and they control the narcotics trafficking, everything. They are the mafia that runs the entire stinking show, and they themselves work for the big mega central banks, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. Every globalist mischief, every new war, every carbon tax, every form of evil, forced sterilization, poison vaccines, always leads back to the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. The Council on Foreign Relations, thousands of public documents where they admit world government, collectivism, poisoning the vaccines. It's all public. But they know the sheep-like public cannot admit this to themselves because it's so frightening. See, I'm bold. I have courage because I know that if we don't beat these people, all of us are enslaved or worse. And I know if they kill me, it'll underline and highlight everything I've said and done. Doesn't mean they still might not do it. But at the end of the day, I don't really care. I want to live. I don't want to die. But I want freedom for my species, for my family, for you, more than I want to live. You understand that? And the globalists don't know how to deal with that. They can't buy us off. They can't intimidate us. They can't back us off. And they can't. What's the line from A Country Boy Can Survive? Because they can't starve us out and they can't make us run because these old boys were raised on shotguns. We say grace. We say amen. I mean, it comes down to that at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Because once you sell out to evil, once you agree to it, the bottom falls out. And that's why they sell all this degeneracy and just sickening stuff all over radio and TV. And the most bestial stuff, it gets more and more corrupt. It's being done by design so that no one can differentiate good from evil. And all the simulated violence and death mixed with real death on television until people find it as a form of entertainment, being artificially or synthetically turned into quasi-sociopaths, psychopaths, sadists like our rulers. They are turning our political, our spiritual, our sociological atmosphere into hell on earth. Hell on earth. The feminist movement on record was to get women working so the state would raise the children, so they could increase the taxes and bankrupt society and destroy the family. They've done an almost complete job. They're there to destroy, and in the process of destruction, take over the system. It's a slash-and-burn program to destroy our industry, to destroy our sovereignty, and the same program is being used worldwide. And ancient cultures, which many times have their own oppressive systems, but it's not high-tech oppression, are many times more healthy than this focused scientific evil. That's why the globalists hate the Muslims so much. Because they can't get them sterilized. They can't get them to go along with their program unless it's the British colony of Saudi Arabia, which is, of course, the most degenerate and the, quote, most religiously oppressive. So that's the beta test of the model they want for the rest of the Middle East. So is Egypt to a certain extent. When we come back, we're getting into all this amazing news, ladies and gentlemen. They're getting ready for more staged terror attacks. We're going to decode that and break it down. We're going to get into the economy. Unbelievable information on that front. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com.
Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter I-S-A-F-E bags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
And here's the key.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns.
I want to thank all of you for joining guest today, ladies and gentlemen. You know something, women? If you go back to Edward Bernays in the 20s, they said openly and published that they would break up the family. They would advertise to women that it was radical, risque, avant-garde to be sexually promiscuous, to not have a husband, to abort your baby in a back alley, to take birth control. Rockefeller Foundation funded all of that through Margaret Sanger. And now look what feminism's done. It's turned women into purely sexual objects. Men aren't men anymore. They're little jellyfish on average. Arrested development. Women are completely unhappy. Most of the time they've been soft-killed, been sterilized, or had their fertility reduced. By the time they figure out this whole mainline feminist deal was a bad deal, by the time they're 35, 40, can't have babies. And you're all isolated by yourself. A family is a man and a woman who are on a team taking care of their children. It's fulfilling. It's what humans are designed to do. It's what our entire civilization is built around. And the system is atomizing that. It's disintegrating it. It's destroying it. By design. You like the results? Oh, there are bad men out there. There are bad women. But women need a good, strong man who's got his head screwed on straight to protect them. And women need to be trained as they were to defend themselves as well. You think the government's your friend, women? I'll assure you it's not. All right, I want to start getting into the news. I've got the financial stack here. U.S. is practically owned by China, CNBC. China's rich make generous gifts at Gates and Buffett dinner for eugenics, Reuters. Oh, yeah, when the elite meet, that's what it's about. It's all about what they put in your food and water and your shots. Bloomberg, dollar set for biggest monthly loss of 2008 versus euro on U.S. economy, Bloomberg. Is the government about to make mortgage market even worse? CNBC, that's what they want to do. How else do the banks consolidate? Gold could hit 2,000 amid inflation, BlackRock executive says, CNBC. Plundering the middle class, 35% of American households live on $35,000 or less each year. Bailouts a success for the wealthiest 5% of Americans, and that's it. Ireland presses bank rescue, deficit at 32% of GDP. They're next to go down, as Chapman has predicted. The proof is in the numbers. America's getting poorer. We're going to be going over all this. Thursday look ahead, stocks set to close out best quarter in year and best September in 70 years. You know why? Because those stocks are having the bailout money dumped into them by big institutions and a devalued dollar and other global currencies are purchasing those stocks. So those stocks really aren't up. It's like gold's not really up. Currencies are down, part of this G20 concerted, coordinated devaluation, to use their term. We've got this incredible article by Paul Joseph Watson where they have giant police symposiums admitting everything you're doing is being tracked and traced by the government. And that if your emails, phone calls, text messages show any criticism or resentment towards the government, you're put on a list and surveilled. And so what are you supposed to do now? Just go, oh, well, I better not criticize the government, even though that's the bedrock of what this country was founded on and what it's all about. This government is alien. This government is a criminal corporate overlay to rob us. You understand trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions are missing from the Pentagon, and every year Congress asks where it is, and the Pentagon literally laughs at them and says, we won't tell you, just like the Federal Reserve. It's a joke. You know, I see all these good old boys and all these young people with this primitive form of patriotism and American flag. They go join the military. They're shot up with experimental vaccines. They breathe depleted uranium. Those that are immoral are recruited into black ops to commit every crime you can imagine and run organized crime worldwide. The rest are turned into Dudley Do-Rights to go out and write tickets as police officers to then fund it into the megabank derivative scam. This is full-spectrum global domination. It's not an army with tanks that rolls over the hill. It's an enemy that comes and whispers in your ear. And people better get that through their head. I had all these military people calling about how DU's killing them, how they're sterilized, how they're dying, how they got cancer. And they kept saying, yeah, the government didn't care about us. No, no, no. They do care about you. They care about hurting you. They want to hurt you. They do care. It's not that they don't care and just let all this happen. You know, I had that Texas Monthly guy go, well, it is true. I've seen all the major reports that these major GMO crops all cause major organ damage and failure and cancer and sterilization. But it's just that the big agri doesn't care. Big GMO doesn't care. They're designing them to do that. I have their own reports that we link to daily at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. What is it you don't get about that, okay? What is it you don't get about the fact that they've got federal laws for x-ray machines at a dental office or at a medical center, and they've got systems many times more powerful, and they've got cops and feds and private contractors running them with no shielding? Does that tell you the change? They have been incrementally testing soft kill weapons, just designing everything to kill us. Cell phones, GMO, aspartame, MSG, melamine, mercury, lead. They have been doing all this testing what kills you slowly so you don't know what kills you 10 years down the road. Look, folks, this is just like the hearings in the 1950s with J. Edgar Hoover. In fact, we could pull this up on YouTube. I know I've seen the video. J. Edgar Hoover. Try to search the term. J. Edgar Hoover said mafia didn't exist. J. Edgar Hoover testimony, mafia doesn't exist. I know there's audio of it in Congress. I know I've seen the video. And they said, is there mafia? Is there organized crime? And he got up and he said, no, it doesn't exist. It's a conspiracy theory. Ladies and gentlemen, 55, 56 years ago, the American people were being fed on by different mafias, Italian, Jewish, WASP, Irish, German, all over the place, even in Texas, everywhere. And the police wouldn't say it existed because they were all on the take for the whorehouses and the drug houses and the gambling houses, all of it. And it's the same thing. For decades, the world government's been out in the open publishing thousands of reports every year to itself. They think you're so stupid, they issue these publicly and then have their pundits tell you there's no world government and no mega central banks that run it. Same deal. Just like they told you in the early 1950s that the mafia didn't exist on TV news and radio and print. Shut up, it doesn't exist. There is no such thing. Okay. I mean, is there organized crime? Do we know it now? Just like I'm telling you they're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. It's 100% on record everywhere. It's 100% they're doing it on purpose. It's 100% Bayer shipped out for a decade, millions of ampules of factor VIII, knowing everyone that took it would get multiple forms of hepatitis and HIV. They knew it. They did it. MSNBC's even reported on that. You understand? You're going to feel very foolish later, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, there are FEMA camps. It's the Emergency Centers Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. It's in the Houston Chronicle about the FEMA camps, the government funding of them, the Rex 84, Miami Herald. I have video of the congressional hearings. It's in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. But just like J. Edgar Hoover, Glenn Beck gets up there and tells you there's no such thing as FEMA camps, just like J. Edgar Hoover told you there's no such thing as La Cosa Nostra. Of course there's such a thing as La Cosa Nostra. There's a global La Cosa Nostra, our thing. It's their thing on us, and I'm sick of it. You know, I've studied different mafias, and if you go back 100 years ago, if any mafia got involved in whorehouses with underage kids, the mafia would kill whoever did it. Not now, they run it. See how even the mafia has degenerated. By the way, the Italian mob by the 50s was having wars with the Skull and Bones mob, the Jewish mob, and others, and they teamed up against them. That's why when they had to admit there was a mafia in the 50s, okay, there is a mafia. It's Italians. It's Italians. That's the only mafia. Oh, it's Italians. That's ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. I know some of the best families, biggest, wealthiest families in Austin, Texas, went to high school with some of them. They'd sit there and bring the school for a school report, you know, their grandpa at court hearings with Al Capone. You know, subpoenaed up to Chicago about liquor running. My dad's great uncle ran liquor in Houston for the Dixie Mafia and Al Capone. Can you imagine this? And by the way, he was part of the real mafia, the Masonic mafia. Two guys tried to rob him when he was going to speakeasies picking up the money. He blasted them. He went into court and did a Mason in distress, and that judge went, bam, you're gone. Then they had a Masonic trial for him. If they'd have found him guilty, they would have killed him. But see, oh, there's no Masonic mafia. It doesn't exist. There's no La Cosa Nostra. 10 years ago, they wrote news articles about Alex Jones saying, I was crazy. Skull and Bones didn't exist. In fact, here's Newsweek today. It's called Conspiracy of Dunces, and it makes fun of me in here because I snuck into Bohemian Grove. Let me tell you what the real mafia does. They go and have homosexual sex and worship Satan. I've been there. That's who runs this, is just every stripe of what has been seen as aberrant, because that's the induction. As Richard Nixon told Harper's Magazine, you've got to go be part of this to then be compromised. And that's my next point I want to cover right now. Before I get into the huge news of the day, CIA Chief Leon Panetta believes Pakistan intelligence chief on major attack. And they say they're fighting to stop imminent attacks right on time for the election. So that is coming up. But first, I wanted to cover this, because I keep saying I'm going to cover it, and I've mentioned it, but I haven't. The Nation magazine. A bunch of other reports here as well, mainstream news. I remember day one, 8 years ago, hearing that Blackwater was running weapons, that Blackwater was running drugs from good sources, that Blackwater was involved in assassinations and illegal hit teams, that Blackwater was involved in just killing people for fun. Now that's in federal depositions, and Eric Prince has run over to the Middle East to live and has moved his operations there, just like Halliburton and the rest of them. Halliburton got caught running child kidnapping rings, Chicago Tribune. I mean, you can't see, they've got a leg up on us because the average person just can't admit this. But I heard all this, but never really covered it. You know, that Blackwater was involved in the gun confiscations in Katrina. We now know they were. Now they're known as XE. All of that. But we just sat back and watched others report it. We said, yeah, they look dirty. And if I had to look at somebody as a prime suspect in some of the biggest events in the last 9 years, I'd look at this group. Blackwater's Black Ops, The Nation, and this report in fact, this is the other one. I need the Blackwater article about the depositions. This is the one about them doing Black Ops for Monsanto and Disney and Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines and others. The one I need is the big one that I had on Sunday dealing with, let me give you the exact headline then. I'll just give you the exact headline. Hold on. Blackwater depositions. Blackwater cocaine. Just put Blackwater cocaine, The Nation, in and give me that, please. I want to read directly from the report, but the issue here is this is fully auto AK-47s being smuggled in and out of Iraq, piles of drugs, parties with men all naked running around snorting giant piles of cocaine, going outside and driving around at night, shooting into Iraqis' homes for fun, There it is. U.S. businessman Blackwater paid me to buy steroids and weapons on black market for its shooters. Why in every case do you see this now rampant? Why do I have Army kill team leader wanted a necklace of fingers, Wired magazine? Because when they get them into these Army units and private merc units, that's who they recruit. They want them with whores and doing illegal things. Remember the tens of billions of dollars shipped in the first 2 years of the war on pallets? And that it came out that officers were giving, you know, being given hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's to corrupt them. And then all the Army and Marine Corps investigators who'd be sent to investigate, and they'd commit suicide in their barracks. This is just complete and total absolute lawlessness so that they're compromised. And that's what DynCorp, Halliburton, Blackwater, all of these groups are given diplomatic international immunity, their own aircraft, like the CIA aircraft that crashed in Mexico with 3+ tons of pure cocaine, was a CIA torture flight. Imagine the mafia, the real mafia, has diplomatic immunity, unlimited money, and national security, and now they're spying on all of us openly if we don't like their mafia operations. Do you understand? They've created an army of evil, a dark side.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship. If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back.
The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America.
Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive?
After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp?
And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
Corruption has gone too far. It's gotten too deep. We've got to reverse it now. And we've got to admit how corrupt this society has gotten and how bold the control freaks have gotten. Here's the article. U.S. businessman Blackwater paid me to buy steroids and weapons on black market for its shooters in sworn federal deposition. They're getting other confirmed depositions of the same thing. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And that's why Mr. Prince, Mr. G.I. Joe good guy, oh, they're clean cut. They must be nice. He's a former Navy SEAL. Isn't he a moral young man? Admittedly now, models himself after the Swiss, who were the guardians of the Vatican. He wants to become like, the global mercs for hire for global corporations. Everything that's old is new. What is new is old. And then over and over again. I'm going to cover this at the start of the next hour. Then I'm going to get into the economy. But I will tell you, this report by Paul Joseph Watson, we had such a big response. Christian Science Monitor, Yahoo News, AOL News, and close to 20 other major publications ran with the headline, Feds Radiating Americans Admitting Mobile X-Rays Are Driving Around. That became the number one Google search term yesterday because of you. And it is causing a national debate to start. That's the power of you, the audience. Yes, this show's the focal point. So I'm going to cover this all in detail later in the next hour, but I do want to get started early today. This is too powerful a tool. We got to use it while we still have it before they try to change the matrix. We're going to make the search term today resentment toward government. Three words, resentment toward government. And this will hopefully cause another national debate to start about how they're listening to all of your phone calls, violating the Fourth Amendment, and publicly, in fact, I want Watson to beef this article up because I want that point in there that they have the police now openly there in meetings saying this software listens to everybody. And if somebody says they don't like the government, then we put them under full surveillance. That is quotes from the Buffalo News who was at the meeting. They don't even hide this now. They've been radiating your houses for a decade that we know of. I learned of it 5-6 years ago, but now they just admit it. In fact, I've seen cases of the CIA radiating people to death by parking a van outside their house in just a few hours. They can kill you deader than a hammer while you're sleeping. It'll take a few months for you to die, but you're walking dead. People need to know that they're being listened to. They need to know that this criminal government is completely violating the Fourth Amendment and setting the precedent. They need to read authorities' plan to troll phone calls and emails for signs of resentment of government. So the Google search term today, let's do it again. There's no time like the present. I salute you. Resentment towards the government. Three words. Resentment. R-E-S-E-N-T-M-E-T. Resentment toward government. Three words. Go to Google, enter it over and over and over again. Click on our article, email it out to everyone you know. And if you do it again, there's no doubt tonight and tomorrow we'll see big publications being forced to report on this and go, yeah, it is true. They're listening to everything you do. I mean, this is right out of V for Vendetta, where they're driving around with trucks listening to you. It's worse than that. Everything's wired through these criminals. So resentment towards government, that's the search term today. Now, I want to just add, a new video is coming out October 22nd. We've been working on a chemtrail film for 2 years. None of the ones I've seen have been that good. Gilbert Griffin produced one. It's been completed. I've seen it. It's powerful. It covers how the fact that chemtrailing, weather modification is real. And one of the big facets behind it, the aluminum. We're going to ship this sucker October 22nd. Pre-order it now at Infowars.com. What in the world are they spraying? The banners are going up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Or click on the shopping cart. It's posted there. Get your order in now so you get it first. They're shipped out in the order they're received. What in the world are they spraying? Get it first at Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.